the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, more than one seed, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now Luke reads down verse 56. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barachah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Barachah unto this day. Now I would like you to turn with me, I'm just trying to indicate it, Psalm 115. But at your pleasure, I would like you to parallel Psalm 115 with this passage. Psalm 115 reads, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy is for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should thee even say, where is now the God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Now the next stanza, verse 4 to 8, hath to do with idolatry, from which Judah had already turned at this day. Now verse 9. O Israel, trust ye in the Lord. He is their help and their seed. Bless the power and the flesh. So whatsoever, trust ye in the Lord. He is their help and their seed. Jesus be the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their seed. You can hear almost the voice of Jehoshaphat saying, Israel, believe in the Lord your God. Now, verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. I think that's a metal of 2 Chronicles 20. He will bless us. That's the first song, the song of confidence. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of heaven. He will bless them that fear the Lord with small faith. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Now the next stage. Ye are blessed of the Lord. This is the song of conquest. This is the triumph. This is the victory. Which made heaven and earth, the heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, for the earth and the women and the children of men, they praise not the Lord, neither they that go down to the south, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, forevermore. I submit that the valley of Berea and the echo of this, praise ye the Lord. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word. Brethren, I would be quite satisfied that the time has come in our assembly testimony when we need some prayer meeting like you have in the day of Jehoshaphat. When all Israel, all Judah, their wives and their little ones, were gathered before God in the attitude of prayer. You say, was it as serious as that? It was deadly serious. Because here was the only testimony for God upon earth. His faith gathered to his sanctuary, doing his service. And that was the only collective testimony on earth of the dead. And against them, there comes unexpectedly, suddenly, dramatically, an army. And 3 times in this chapter is called the Great Multitude. And it looks from the human mind as if the testimony is going to be swept away. I wonder, brethren, do we understand the value of collective prayer? I know you brothers and sisters pray passionately. I hope you do. And don't we pray in the family? Don't you? I hope you husbands pray with your wife. But brethren, there's something very special about the gathered prayer gathering of God's people. Isn't that like Paul said in 1 Timothy 2? I am sure acceptable. That's where the weakness is. And I will be satisfied that our present testimony witness is due to the fact that we don't pray. That we should pray. Now, as you consider this, I want you to ask, in your mind, as you picture your officer and do this then, what's the problem? What is my success? And your officer will tell you, because don't you know? There is more. And there's half. But tell us, your officer, there really is no issue around the air. Oh yes, after a fleshly manner, they gave them up. And they were our brothers to the slaughter. You know that. So there will be this. But there is unchanging enmity between true testimony of God and that which is after the fact. In our day, sir, bringing the principle down to our own time, do we recognize that God still has a testimony? A gather collective testimony on a Sunday ground. And there the scripture is old that brings things under the sovereignty of Christ. And that constitutes them a sanctuary for God's glory. Lord, I would get it into my heart that your ignorance of such a scriptural gap where the Lordship of Christ is seen and where the presence of God is known and the activity of this Holy Spirit is recognized. But what's the danger? It's a fleshly danger. More? More than scripture always seems so clean. That was one aspect, which is doubted. The fleshly interest, the desire, and appetite. You remember Adam, that root of a man in Genesis, that made that man. Do you remember the man of war for 10,000 men of the adjective is nothing? Well, the word is that. What does he mean? It's depicting the flesh, it is rottenness, it is sensuality. In that which gives way to the injustice, we do it because of the flesh, right? But Anna is the other side, the respectable side, the intelligent side, the side that draws instruction from the wisdom of the world and says, use your intelligence. It was lost, but that intelligence in the world is darkened. And that special intelligence that supports and stands side by side with fleshly intelligence. And can you see the picture in our day? That there is the flesh, it is attacked, both in its indulgence to the appetites of the flesh. What pleases the flesh, and the indulgence of fleshly wisdom. Do you know anything of that? In your testimony? Is the emphasis engaged? An entertainer? And likely, fellow saints, that's not what the older saints were brought up on. We learned from early in our experience that that belongs to the flesh. Let us stay there. Did you have to introduce this kind of religion to the testimony is not for the overwhelming of that which is of God? But then the intelligence. Wouldn't it be intelligent just to change certain things. Change attitudes. Ways. Remove the evil. If it is sensible and reasonable to do that, can you see the danger of putting emphasis upon that which is fundamentally opposed to the spiritual? Spiritual effort, and the spiritual intelligence that sees the value that which God has placed, recognizes that power for the future depends on the maintenance of the scripture with its authority, the saving of its instruction, and the spirit of God in our existence. And the will not be. But there's another enemy there. What is it? That is here. That evil. What is evil related to? Of course he is. But listen to Edom in Psalm 137. But what does Edom say?
Children of Edom, in the day of Jerusalem, who said, Raven, even to the foundation of all.
That's the militancy of the flesh. That's it. Stop out that testimony. We want our liberal, our enlightened, our intelligent testimony.
We want something along the lines that men can approve.
Why would it be our heart's purpose? It's time we had a prayer meeting.
It's time that we begun to look at the fundamental principles that keep the people of God in testimony for Him. We might be preserved because the peril is real. Very real. Those of us who rule about a little can put our finger upon assemblies here and there. And unless there's prayer, I'm grabbing it. And when he was gone, the door and a few days is going to close.
Not really? I think it's time we're only saying that testimony for God. We lost the sense of the reality that brings to mind. When Jehoshaphat, as we have heard tonight, did it time to compromise with the that let the poor off for the sake of peace. But let's see how the cross of ourselves. It's in the presence of God. He left in his heart to God. And he says, Lord, God of our Father, art thou not the God and ever the rulest over all kingdoms of the nations? But in thine hand this power of might. Do we know how to speak to God? Recognize him as God, the creator of hell and heaven. Recognize him as God of the creature, El Shaddai. Recognize him as God of the covenant, Jehovah. To stand on our ground. He's the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus. Reverence of this thing. And when they can speak, do not utter a certain language that somehow looks as archaic and Elizabethan. Tell that we often use the common language of your word and refugee. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to recognize that that language was deliberately chosen by the transcendent of the authorized person. Even in their day, they were saying, what if it was the language of respect, of reverence, of acknowledging that the God is all of me, that he is the one before whom we tremble. Darkness will be bowed right before our soul. So that's the new prayer. Then again, here is the person of rest, for he moves on from that. He speaks of God and his people. That's the verse I found without him. Because he draws attention and he says, there are many people.
Oh, let's ever keep that in mind. especially those about your charge with a little ministry of the word, keep in mind that they are the people of God, they are his people. And not to be treated with respect. But there is thy possession. They are the saints of God in the possession that he has given to them. And thus he said, thy people, in my possession, don't they have a special place in the heart of our God? Of course they have. And this would bring them to the third point of respect. God is friend, God is people, but he speaks differently now. He said, oh God, my words of gold thee, for God, never prayer of me. Isn't that the believing what God has said to me? Faith not in decision, sir. Faith not in decision. Faith not some subjective feeling. Faith must be based upon the unchangeable, unalterable word of the living God. The heart of a case is that. God, you call. In our mission, whatever it is, and he covers a certain field, to whatever it is, if we would give thee the grace, and translate the devil's given us in terms of other things, then we could call for thee, and we could expect thee to hear and help. How rather than not be serving it. Wouldn't it be time that we have speaking to God? He gathered before me to speak his God in a kitchen. That's the spirit. That's the narrative. Jehoshaphat was brought to me. Not in the day that he would have expected to happen, but in his best day. When he now stands before his God, before the people, and he presents to God the case for the meaning of the testimony before him. Can you hear the nations around as they see evil and war and not fear gathered against the company of Jehoshaphat? Ah, oh, God is able to reach such a challenge. I don't want to speak to brothers and sisters. Not from the little coming.
Listen. One would say naturally, looking at it from a human angle, should not do all these things.
Religion was up. Where is their God?
Their God alive?
That Psalm 115 speaks, all souls is tied to me and to the rest of my glory and all of the idols have. For their mouths that they can't speak, their ears that they can't hear, and so on and so on. Where is their God? Why, put to our hearts to make it that. Look on our God. Do we have a God that's able to meet the needs of his testimony?
But I want you to see now, just at that moment as they stand with him, that something unexpected happens. And what is it? You let it come out and Jehoshaphat fastens upon the knee and then invites the men who are coming. Again, for no one he brought with him, each of those that were sick. You can't run catch a glimpse so the best sheep that we still have with us, even after his death, even after Israel came out of Egypt, there was that of war and famine and unseer We still look at that.
Buddha. What's the Buddha? To cast us out of our possession.
I would like to take that, if I had time, to take you Corinthians this way, and show you that the flesh can eat. It still works. The carnality of 1 Corinthians 3 is the best. In believers. The marks of carnality are war. There is the fresh milk dough. This is Christ. Didn't grow up spiritual intimacy. There is that being of milk, that spiritual integrity. There is that image of the vision, that is spiritual inadequacy. There is that which is called denomination. I am a Paul. I am a Paul. That spiritual integrity. Dr. Haida in the remain. And the water, to warm his worship, his worship. This would be something by the flesh. The flesh will have any shame. It is so deep, long hair, or head covering, of course. The flesh will come in the shame of the Lord's Supper. Everybody will have a right and potential to last a moment too. And the flesh will come in and say, but you can't be under the Spirit of God to produce what you can produce. Bring in your own thoughts and ideas. War is it. Of the riches. The man, the woman, and the boss. When you come down, you see just the husband I said, right in that. Only a moment. He said, if we don't like that, then we do. We never know we want to do that for anyone. Our eyes are for me, that's our helplessness. I am the father. Now the message then, each of us, when we're born. But the little one said, to see if I do bear the heart, in recovery, and it must be beginning in time. That's step to life. 21. Set away. Jehoshaphat made the virgin and obedient. My from prophecy received correction. He received prophecy. Now he receives comfort. He receives comfort. Having it. He stepped out and said, that was not good. This war was your by him. This is a special war. This is the Lord's battle. This is the Lord's battle. Did you see an echo there? That was an echo when final to Exodus 14. Do you remember Israel of the Red Sea? The word was it. Status it. And the second word was football. There was one that's a good. The flesh was one to get off the moon. God didn't stand it. The flesh was one to stay there. God didn't go more. But the river didn't the sea there. I just put up the book. That's the next thing. That's trusting God. What did that mean this time? Not only fine, but Exodus 12. That's Christ's death for me. That's what we get in through the redemption of the time. But the Red Sea, that's global sea, that's my death of Christ. That's the death blow to that which belongs to me. From now, the great God back. Stand still with the gathering. Stand still. That is not your intention. Go forward. Send your army back. On the model, take the root. The word. The war. And you know they do that. So Jehoshaphat steps forward and he says, believe in the law. Believe in the law. virtue you trust. The title says of the word. And the truth you confidence in. That's the word Psalm 150. Your help and your shield. Take that step. Why seek a big step? We went to go to the assembly in London. The little Lord last year. And we took the assembly in the States. We put our test. And you know, I must confess, I was dismayed when I saw. I haven't realized it was quite a bit. It's either 230 feet. Starting with a couple of ships, we saw Muslims over them, gathered in the tent, and God blessed and moved this way. Can we trust God? The big step to prevent the book. Big step for Israel, step in the land, let's say, step in the way. For the Red Sea, didn't get our people. They went by the sword. Then this is our God.
The God that stood in the moment today was the God that connected the heart of today.
And he's still our God. He connects today.
Not for that. For the worship. For the
worship. War. And for him. That is the king. Man, the God before the battle was even good.
Can you see the God of the when did it have a say? If one is, when did it have a say?
How did it? Then the war set in Russia. They didn't have the weapon, they didn't have the use. God divided that who? God destroyed that who? God scattered the enemy? Put in confidence in your God. And can you recognize that that has begun with prayer? Ended in prayer with the people of God united, worshiping. They began by visiting. They ended by worshiping. And the valley was marked on their geographical history. It's the valley of Israel. It's the valley of death. We knew all about the valley of Israel. Shall no one but the valley of death. What do we know about the family of the The blessing that God has upon thee. If they put confidence in him and were able to trust him, to lead them, may God help us this